The test to become a naturalized U.S. citizen may get a lot harder. New questions, still under wraps, will focus less on trivia and more on the concepts of American democracy. In today's Unger Report, humorist Brian Unger wonders what those new questions might be. Brian, cue the band.
Where is the White House located? What group has the power to declare war? What color are the stars on our flag? These are a few of the sample U.S. history and government questions that might be asked on the current naturalization exam. The new crop of questions being tested by the Office of Citizenship and Immigration Services won't become permanent until 2008. The test will still be oral, but will reportedly require more explanation about principles of American democracy. The Unger Report has obtained what it believes to be the new citizenship test, purchased from Unger's Romanian uncle in Akron, Ohio, who got the test from a shadowy, hirsute woman selling cabbage rolls in a United Dairy Farmers parking lot. She claims to have gotten the questions and a spatula free as a bonus gift for buying a bottle of Calvin Klein's Eternity and a uranium fuel rod from a representative of the AQ Con Network, or the NBC television network, she can't remember which. This one editorial note: the original source for this report stole butter and jelly packets from Ponderosa, made his wife sleep at the foot of his bed, and offered a 9-year-old Brian Unger cigarettes in order to make him stronger. Revealed here for the first time are a few changes to the old citizenship test. The question, "Who said give me liberty or give me death?" will be dropped from the test. Patrick Henry's choice of liberty or death was deemed no longer mutually exclusive and too limiting for immigrants, especially the hip 18 to 34-year-old immigrants who want more choice. Plus, welcoming new citizens with the idea of death seemed a bit dark, too edgy. The question will be replaced by, "Who said I can't believe it's not butter?" Fabio's declaration better conveys the concept of liberty as a rich blonde guy who is free to look like a chick. Who becomes president if the president dies? And who is the vice president of the United States? These questions were dropped because they scared the immigrants. Some questions on the old citizenship test have been ruled too ambiguous. Take, "What do we call changes to the Constitution?" Most said, "Convenient." "Why did the pilgrims come to America?" Too many answered, "For the ladies." And for, "What is the White House?" Most responded, "For sale." But is it even possible to capture the American spirit in a simple oral test? Can a test truly reflect who we are as a people? How can any test demonstrate that we have special plastic containers just for leftovers? Our American leftovers. That a person is not really free until they've been acquitted of double murder and written a book confessing to the crime anyway? And that a woman can sell that freedom for a spectacular wedding in Rome and a 5-picture deal? Citizens, that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.